Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
The waiting area in the Minneapolis airport was crowded. Early on, I detected within the area some who seemed, by their appearance and conversations, to be Christians. Because they all appeared to know one another, I gathered there had been, or was going to be, some sort of meeting. From two men in that group, I gained a sermonette, howbeit strongly negative. These two men were standing near me, waiting for our flight to be called. I guessed them to be preachers, not only by their general bearing and the way they were dressed, but more because of the words I caught in their conversation. They were talking about the gospel, discussing preaching and various aspects of it. But shortly thereafter came one man's contradiction. It came right in the midst of these two men's gospel discussion. At that point, a female airline employee said to them, "Excuse me, sirs," and brushed past them. The taller preacher gave a throaty laugh, made a low-voiced remark to his companion, and ogled the girl's backside. My reaction was anger. Anger at the inconsistency of that man's lips and his life. Just a bit later, I also witnessed the second man's contradiction. I was both shocked and surprised to see as I came down the aisle of the plane that the second preacher was to be my seatmate. As the plane took off and leveled off, the beverage service began. As it came to our seat, the preacher beside me took beer. Frankly, by this time, I wanted to put this fellow on the spot. So, between his gulps, I asked if there had been some sort of a religious convention there in Minneapolis. He sort of squirmed, hemmed and hawed a bit, and then said, yes, there was, and mumbled off into nothingness. But I pressed him further. Did you attend this convention? And he squirmed some more. Yes, I was there, not for the whole time, but for part of the time. And finally I really zeroed in on him. Are you a preacher? Yes, and he admitted that. And then I calmly said, I thought perhaps you were, or at least I thought so when I saw you in the terminal. Well, when the man found out that I recognized him as a preacher and he couldn't hide it, he instantly clutched and tried to hide his beer can and relapsed into silence. My heart broke over that double incident, and I went on to think of how many instances there are of such name-bearing of Christ versus actuality of testimony, not only in the denomination represented by those men, but in Christianity, fundamental Christianity, as represented by you and by me.
You've heard Sunshine on the Soap Suds with Bennett Peters Jones, Christian homemaker and author of Beauty and the Best. Write to Mrs. Jones at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.